The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Mike Campion here with the irrepressible Suzanne Bandick. So excited to have her. Today, we are going to talk about such a big opportunity for you guys. There are so many people I talk to that I wish you need to come up with a name on it, like a syndrome or ism. But the long, boring version is I'm stuck at my cleaning company and the numbers say it, you know, my revenue, my workload, my profit, maybe it's gone up a little, maybe it's gone down, but I'm stuck. And because we're owners of cleaning companies or entrepreneurs, we are optimists. So tomorrow it's going to change. It's got to change. Or even worse, why is it going to change? Because it has to. I'll never give up, Mike. I'm so freaking hardworking and I'll never give up. And that's always the response. I'll never give up. The problem is the road is littered with the carcasses of businesses who never gave up, right? Like that's not a plan. It's a great attitude, right? I love it. And that's why I have Susan, our mindset coach. I'll never give up. Attitude, fantastic. Business plan, terrible. And it just breaks my heart to see people when we're like, do something different. Here's another option. Like, no, I'm going to stick with my thing that hasn't got me the results. And there's one of two things. I'm going to do the exact same thing, but magical, I'll get results next time. Never going to be the truth. Or I'm going to try this other thing that I'm really excited about now, but I was excited about something else before and another thing before and another thing before. And 3 months from now, there'll be another thing. But I've been stuck for 2 or 3 years and it's just magically working itself out because I'll never give up and I'm going to figure it out because I have to. Breaks my heart. Suzanne, what say you to these poor, sweet, kind, hardworking people?
Well, it's all very interesting because I'm a mindset coach. So what? You would think that I would say, oh yeah, yeah, just think good thoughts and things will magically transform. And I'm going to say, wrong.
I know you too well. I know you would never say, just think that good thoughts and things will magically turn. They might think that. I know you wouldn't say that.
Okay. Subject today. It's not about working harder. It's about thinking differently.
And can you insert, it has to work, never giving up, working harder? Are those, for this conversation, are those interchangeable?
Absolutely interchangeable.
Perfect. Thank you.
And I would love to give a graphic example here.
Please.
It comes from a book by Price Pritchett called U Squared. And at the very beginning, he talks about sitting in a restaurant and watching a fly. A fly is caught in the restaurant and is desperately trying to escape through a closed window. He sees the outside, but he keeps trying to go through the closed window and hit his head and hit his head and keep trying and keep trying and keep trying. And Price Pritchett points out that ultimately he's probably going to die trying. However, simply inches away, 10 seconds of flying time is an open door. In this instance, the very graphic example for everybody that trying harder does not get you better results. How about if we think differently and we say this way isn't working the way I had hoped it would? Maybe there's another way.
I love that because the tendency, and it's not a bad tendency. It's a good kind of instinct the first couple of times because working harder will absolutely get you some places. Like for the fly in other areas of his life, once he gets around, it would help. But in this instance, when you keep banging, that's why you kind of got to use the data, right? And fly is probably not going to be able to go, well, how many times have I done this? And I'm just, it's going to work and it's got to work and I'll figure it out and blah, 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 blah. You just got to do something different. So I guess the clarifying questions I would have for you are, A, how do I know the difference when, because there are times when just fight through it. Like that's the problem is some of the things like that's always wrong. This is always right. But it's like, well, hold on. Just trying harder is a good strategy in some circumstances and it'll kill you in others. So how do I know, A, when I'm in that situation, and B, when it's time to try something different? And how to figure out what that different thing would be? How could we tell the fly to go around? It's so easy.
Oh, the beauty of the human species is we have a higher faculty called reason. So if we're fine, this would be my preface. If we find something is challenging, it feels like hard work. It feels like we're bumping our head. It feels like it's too hard. If it's feeling too hard, that would be an excellent time to step back and just ask the question, is it possible there's a different way to accomplish my goal?
I love that definition because it's just spot on. So let me flesh that out for what I hear of what that this is feeling too hard can feel like, because we're schizophrenic a little bit as owners, right? I've been on calls with many people and I've probably been a person on this. So please don't hear me judging. Like this is an entrepreneurial trait, not a bad person trait. In the same breath, certainly in the same conversation, they'll say, I'm going to figure it out. I'll never give up, Mike. This is it. And then if they're a little more honest with themselves, and sometimes with me, I can't do this anymore. Some days I wish I didn't have the business, but I'll never give up, you know? And it's like that heaviness is what I hear you saying in their gut. If they're honest with themselves and they're quiet and really just think about it and get all the bravado of I'm tough and I'm whatever. And I think maybe it's a guy thing. I don't know. But just that I'll figure it out. That's great. They really in their heart of their hearts are like, I'm tired. And I don't want to, let's just give it to you, friend. Maybe you could figure it out. Maybe you could, as a fly, just bust through that screen if you just hit it hard enough. But why? You know, why businesses, you didn't get into this business to have that kind of experience. So I really, that's such a beautiful gut check of like, yeah, how does it feel? Does it feel heavy? Does it feel too much? Then it's probably too much. Like, let's figure something out. Okay. So how do we make a right turn and do something different?
Well, a really good suggestion for how to do that is to write out what is frustrating you. Write out everything that is going wrong that you're really sick and tired of. Because if it's swimming in your head, it's really hard to catch it. Really hard to control those thoughts because they just keep swimming around. And sometimes it's the same one that keeps coming. Yeah. And you don't recognize
the same four, but you just rotate between them.
Yeah. And they're really all versions of the same thing quite often. So write it out. Write it out and say, this is my challenge. And then ask the question, is it possible I could get to where I want to go, but differently?
Let me I think this is the first time I've ever upgraded this or tried to upgrade. Maybe I'll downgrade. Maybe I could screw this up, kids. But usually I've never even been so bold as to try and upgrade a Suzanne question. This is my first try, fellas, ladies. So you can see me crash and burn perhaps in real time. You said, is it possible I could get this result by doing something differently?
Correct.
All right, I'm going to throw another one out there. You can tell me, Suzanne, if I swing and miss, I'll stand down. You're the brains of this operation. What would I have to do to get the result that I want while feeling the way that I want? Almost more of an assumptive, like, not is it possible, like right in. Like, what would, of course I could. I'm just assuming that. What would it look like to get the result I want and feel like $1 million? Am I asking too much? Tell me if I'm flying too close to the sun.
Gee, that's a great add-on, Mike. See, okay, that's why we have you here. You're not just good looking. You know,
you sound like my wife.
You serve a purpose, right?
Yeah. Well, now you don't sound like my wife anymore. Just good looking and then I'm done. The purpose thing, you're an upgrade. I'll take it, lady.
But that's exactly it. It's like, even before you ask, is there a different way to do it? Just look at what you are doing. And then you can decide if what you're doing is even right. Right? What you're trying to do could be you're doing the wrong stuff. But that's where you say, what can we do differently? Right? What are the different ways to get there?
I like that too. What can we do differently? Good. I think better is, what are the different ways? Now we're looking for, because now if we're looking for multiple question or answers, it's assumed that there's at least one. Like, let's pick five and then we can really start cooking with fire.
Right.
So I'm trying to, as is my custom with you, I'm trying to be the devil's advocate or the voice of the people, like trying to explain why that won't work. And I'm having a hard time, Suzanne, because you got me so sold on your like vision. I'm like, gosh, that's pretty good. I'm having a hard time fighting you. You might have to fight your own self. And what again, do our clients say? What would get them stuck?
Well, again, when you write it out and you say, these are the different options of ways I could handle this, ways I could go, then you can identify for yourself once they're written down, oh, I don't like that. I couldn't do that. Or, although I'm going to say, if you say I couldn't do that, identify why you would say I couldn't do that. Is that a past story or is that reality? Right. But you can look at them and you can say, well, I would like to try this way. And check. If it doesn't work, then I've got another way to try. But if you're determined to get to a goal, okay, Fly was trying to just get outside. Is there a different way to get outside? Is there a different way to bring your business to 20% profit? Is there a different way to make your company a million-dollar company?
Real quick, Cleaning Nation, if you can think about how you found out about this podcast, maybe a tweet, a Facebook message, iTunes search, some sort of Instagram post, the only way we grow is word of mouth. We don't do paid ads. We don't run ads. You are it. The only ask I have is if you're getting value, share the love. However you found out about this, if it's a review or post, whatever it is, do that. Pay it forward so the next cleaning company owner can change their life as well. Back to the show.
So I'm feeling too good. Let me see if I can throw some water on this parade. In my experience, and again, I'll let you mindset coach me right here if I'm missing it. Yes, 1,000%. Super important. A, to identify, okay, it's been enough. This feels heavy. This feels gross. I'm not experienced. And don't lie to yourself. We're like, well, actually, I like cleaning. You know, we tell ourselves a lot of stories. It's like, yeah, but you set out to build a $1 million business. Like, and you know, cleaning is not going to get you there. Fine. I get it. You like, but we kind of soften it for ourselves because we've almost too afraid to look our dreams right in the eyeballs or really call it out. So we say a bunch of crazy stuff. So A, don't soften. Once you don't soften and you're like, yeah, I want something wildly different. What different things should I try? Here's where I'm going to throw the cold water. I found oftentimes we just do a little bit different. Like what if I hit it at a different angle or what if I hit an inch to the right or what, you know, we try and kind of variations on a theme. And oftentimes the reality, guys, is it is a completely different thing. Like for the fly, for him to hit it backwards or sideways or at this angle or that angle or a little different velocity or a little to the right, none of that's going to fix it. He has to just do a completely different thing. So I just didn't want people to think, oh, I'll just write up, like you said, very small variations on a theme that aren't going to get you anywhere. Because I don't want them to get discouraged and be like, dang it, I believed it and I tried and I just got kicked in the pants again. So how do you get out of your own head? Because it's tough when you're that fly, like that's your only frame of reference, right? Someone else, you know, we as the onlookers, it's pretty clear what's going on. And if we could communicate, it'd be very easy to help them. But from his perspective, it's just nothing. So how do you know what's a small deviation that's just going to be more of the same versus kind of a tectonic shift of I'm going to completely fly a completely different direction, do a whole different thing. How do you get there?
Well, you have to even decide if you want to get there, Mike. So again, if you think of the fly, and I've got some people in my life saying I was acting like a fly, right? Mm. Just because of the visual. If you think of the fly, think of I'm bumping my head. This is hard. Take yourself back. Bring yourself back so you can see the bigger picture. The bigger picture for the fly, if he steps back, he's going to see the bigger picture of, look, open door. You bring yourself back and you're going to say, oh, look, there's other options. So is it, I'm going to try a shift and I'm going to give it this amount of time. If that doesn't work, then I'm going to do this. If that doesn't work, then maybe I need to go in a totally opposite direction.
And I love what you said about backing up to get perspective, because obviously with our visual, you can clearly see the further back he gets, the better he can see.
Right.
Sometimes maybe the fly little brain can't see that far, right? I don't know if like they can physically handle that. But like we talked about us, the outside perspective, he needs somebody else. And I think sometimes we get that way where we just physically or emotionally or mentally, or there's a block and we can't get that perspective. Like we're so inside of our, I've been in so many mastermind groups and it's funny where there'll be smart guys, smarter guys, average guys, big business, you know, all mix, right? And it, time after time, the guy getting coached often kind of looks like an idiot to everyone else. And I've been that guy, I've been the idiot. So I'm not judging. It just, we can see so clearly from our perspective what's going on? We all get it, but the guy can't freaking get it through his thick skull. And the funny thing is, then we switch spots. I'm judging the other guy. Like, why can't he see it? Just listen, we can see it. They just won't take the coaching. And then I get in the hot spot and I can't see a damn thing. I've got all these guys coaching me. So again, no judgment, but it can help to have other eyeballs, other perspectives. Sometimes it can't just help, it's required. Am I overstating?
No, that's absolutely 100% true. And that's probably the biggest challenge that we all face, is that we're so focused on one way, we cannot see other options. We cannot see them ourselves. And that's when you do need to bring in an advisor, a consultant, someone that you know and trust, and say, hey, how can I look at this differently? Because we can't find it ourselves.
So I'm going to give one last sobering truth from my perspective, and I'm going to let Suzanne wrap us in any way she sees fit. Because you always let the smart person end the podcast. I've done this enough to know when you got a smarter person, you let them finish. So the one thing I want to encourage you guys and gals to be open to is, a lot of times it is going to be a tectonic shift. You're going to have to turn all the way around, go a different direction. And for the fly, it's like, well, I've only been backing up 2 inches and hitting it again and back and forth. And going around the door might be 5 feet round trip. So it's a big difference. So I really like Suzanne's anchor of, how are you experiencing it? And if you're experiencing it not great, sometimes you got to pick your pain, right? So that coach or that mentor, the reality might be you need to grow in some area. You need to take a risk. You need to step out of your comfort zone. It's almost always out of the comfort zone, right? Mm-hmm. And usually we don't take that action until the pain of staying the same is greater, the perceived pain, usually, because the real pain has surpassed it long ago. But the perceived pain of staying the same is finally greater than the perceived pain of change. And oftentimes we do that tectonic shift and go around. We're like, well, God dang it, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was good. I should have done this a long time ago. So I do want to encourage you. It's not all roses, like, oh, I'll just find another way and then everything will be easy and great. I think you could find a way and things could be easy and can be great, but there will be a price. And you just have to go, I will pay that. I'm sick. I can't pay this price anymore. And maybe, again, that price could be getting a coach, investing in advertising, investing in a coach, listening to someone you don't want to listen to, just taking some, growing as a human being. But it can still be a high price and still way worth it. So once you get to the point where you're like, I can't live like this, I won't live like this, I would just encourage you, A, it's going to cost something, time, money, effort, growth, like nothing's free, but it doesn't have to cost everything, right? The fly's paying with his life, right? It's cost something to go around, but not everything. All right. That's all the insight I got. Suzanne, take us out any way you see fit.
Actually, that was well summed up, Mike. So again, for all of our listeners, if you're feeling the pressure, if you're feeling stuck, you're feeling like this is too hard, I encourage you to take a few steps back. Recognize that there are different ways to get to the result that you want. So it's not about working harder. It's about thinking differently. And quite often what holds us back is fear, which we're going to talk about next podcast we get together, Mike. It's facing that fear. Doing what you fear will usually get you where you need to go.
So well said, Suzanne Bandick. If I could improve, I would, but I can't, so I won't. If that was helpful, go to Grow My Cleaning Company. We've got .com, in case you're wondering if we're .weird. Just growmycleaningcompany.com. All sorts of free stuff, 900 podcasts, Facebook group, lots and lots of great stuff. Growmycleaning.com. Check it out. See you there.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.